I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Moss Landing residents deal with the aftermath of another battery storage facility fire. Alameda County has a new district attorney. San Francisco police officers are recognized for their role in a high-profile murder case. And millions in affordable housing project grants are now available in Marin County. Residents in Monterey County are still dealing with the after effects of a massive fire at the Vistra Moss Landing Battery Storage Facility. The blaze started January 16th and burned for 3 days, sparking evacuations and a countywide state of emergency. It is the fourth fire at the facility since 2021. The EPA and Vistra Corporation reported no hazardous air quality issues, but residents near the site have reported experiencing respiratory problems, eye irritations, rashes, and fatigue. On Monday, researchers from San Jose State University announced that they had found high concentrations of battery metals in the wetland soils around the facility. Monterey County is collecting its own samples and investigating the company's emergency response plan. Assembly member Don Addis has proposed a bill in the state legislature for stronger oversight and more local control over new battery facility permits. And on Tuesday, the California Public Utilities Commission proposed stricter regulations of its own. Battery energy storage systems contain hundreds of lithium-ion batteries stacked on racks. Wind and solar systems generate electricity during the day, but these storage units keep the power flowing after the sun sets and the wind dies down. They are a vital component of Governor Gavin Newsom's push for California to derive 100% of its electricity from carbon-free sources by 2045. At the end of a 4-hour special meeting Tuesday, the Alameda County Board of Supervisors selected Superior Court Judge Ursula Jones Dixon as the county's new district attorney. Supervisors hope Dixon can be sworn in by Tuesday, February 4th, to take over for Royal Roberts, who stepped in when former District Attorney Pamela Price was ousted in a recall election last November. About 100 people spoke during public comment. Most of them were aligned with the recall organizers, Save Alameda for Everyone, who painted Price as soft on crime. Other speakers urged supervisors to select someone who was committed to the county's policies, like finding diversion programs and alternatives to incarceration where possible. Dixon separated herself from Price's tumultuous tenure, saying, "This office was never this political, and it should never be." Dixon will serve until the 2026 election. The winner of that race will complete Price's term through 2028. San Francisco police officer Michael Horan was commended at City Hall Thursday for helping to identify the suspect in the December killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Horan, who's from the Special Victims Unit, was working with the Baltimore family searching for their missing 26-year-old son, Luigi Mangione. While reviewing Mangione's social media, Horan noticed resemblances between him and the suspect in Thompson's shooting. He alerted colleagues and the FBI, leading to Mangione's identification. By December 6, the FBI confirmed the match, and Mangione was arrested in Pennsylvania 3 days later. Officers Casey Chow, Anthony Quimbo, and Sergeant Anthony Flores were also honored. Applications are now open for $3.9 million in funds administered by the Marin County Community Development Agency. The funding faced brief uncertainty last week when the White House froze federal funds, but that order was rescinded. The funds are available for developers and nonprofits working on affordable housing and community infrastructure projects that assist lower-income households. Marin County has one of the highest median incomes in the state. Median home prices have reached nearly $1.8 million in recent months. A two-bedroom rental averages around $3,000 a month. Community development block grants and home investment partnership grants are some of the opportunities listed on the county's Notice of Funding Availability website. Agencies must apply by February 19th, with final local approvals expected in June. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.